The Mass of Christmas Night. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. On those who live in a land of deep shadow, a light has shone. You have made their gladness greater. You have made their joy increase. They rejoice in your presence, as people rejoice at harvest time, as people are happy when they are dividing the spoils. For the yoke that was weighing on him, the bar across his shoulders, the rod of his oppressor. These you will break as on the day of Midian. For all the footgear of battle, every cloak rolled in blood, is burnt and consumed by fire. For there is a child born to us, a son given to us, and dominion is laid on his shoulders. And this is the name they give him: Wonder Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Wide is his dominion in a peace that has no end, for the throne of David and for his royal power, which he establishes and makes secure in justice and integrity. From this time onwards and forever, the jealous love of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today is born our Saviour, Christ the Lord. Today is born our Saviour, Christ the Lord. O sing a new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. O sing to the Lord, bless his name. Today is born our Saviour, Christ the Lord. Proclaim his help day by day. Tell among the nations his glory and his wonders among all the peoples. Today is born our Saviour, Christ the Lord. Let the heavens rejoice and earth be glad. Let the sea and all within it thunder praise. Let the land and all it bears rejoice. All the trees of the wood shout for joy. At the presence of the Lord, for he comes. He comes to rule the earth. Today is born our Saviour, Christ the Lord. With justice he will rule the world. He will judge the peoples with his truth. Today is born our Saviour, Christ the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to Titus. God's grace has been revealed, and it has made salvation possible for the whole human race and taught us that what we have to do is to give up everything that does not lead to God and all our worldly ambitions. We must be self-restrained and live good and religious lives here in this present world while we are waiting in hope for the blessing which will come with the appearing of the glory of our great God and Saviour, Christ Jesus. He sacrificed himself for us in order to set us free from all wickedness and to purify a people so that it could be his very own and would have no ambition except to do good. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good news and great joy to all the world. Today is born our Saviour, Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Caesar Augustus issued a decree for a census of the whole world to be taken. This census, the first, took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to be registered. So Joseph set out from the town of Nazareth in Galilee and traveled up to Judea, to the town of David called Bethlehem, since he was of David's house and line, in order to be registered, together with Mary his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn. In the countryside close by, there were shepherds who lived in the fields and took it in turns to watch their flocks during the night. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid. Listen, I bring you news of great joy, a joy to be shared by the whole people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And here is a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly with the angel there was a great throng of the heavenly hosts, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace to all who enjoy his favor." the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.